There's a few things that I like to get on my high horse about. Blokes wearing them pants that are halfway down your arse. Putting cheese on bacon sarnies. The rules of eating a full English breakfast. Haircuts. What it's like to live all your life with wonderful hair, but be a martyr to the big bone syndrome. Not that type of big bone. Armchair fans and the use of the L word. L, as in L for lunch. It makes me shudder just saying the word. But one of my highest horses is old ground versus new ground. And I love old grounds. I was pulled up last season for having a go at the community stadium and comparing it to Layer Road. The Colchester United PR fella, I forget his name, but he emailed me saying I was being a little bit harsh. And he's right, I was. I loved Layer Road, but I've reassessed the new ground because of what he said. To most folks, Layer Road were a shithole. Even to some Colchester fans, it were a shithole. It were run down and it were falling on its arse. It were a place to ridicule. Somewhere that were long overdue knocking down and building a new housing estate on. In fact, me and the young'un signed their petition to sell the ground and build a new one. I mean, who are we to say that their fans shouldn't have what they want? If they don't like it, it's not up to us, is it? But to me and the young'un, we loved it. It had character, it had heart, and it most definitely had soul. When you visit a place like Layer Road, like Griffin Park, like Kenilworth Road, you're treading in the footsteps of football fans from decades ago. Thousands and thousands have trodden the same path as you do. And I love that thought. They've cheered the team on, they've wept with joy when they've won, and they've been sick as a dog when they've lost. They've eaten the same pies that you're eating. In fact, they're probably still eating exactly the same pies. And some of them did look well past the sell-by date. They've used the same toilets, them quirky toilets. God, I love them quirky toilets. They had a urinal that were only big enough for two blokes. And if you're in there with somebody else and the far one leaves first, you have to lean in. You're almost certainly pissing down your own leg. And when another bloke comes in, you either shuffle down, dribbling down your other leg, or you lean in again and dribble again. There's no way out of it. You're going to get covered in piss. Obviously, somebody with a bladder like mine, somebody who pisses like a racehorse, that's going to cause you problems. And a lot of blokes are going to come and go while I'm in there. And that means a hell of a lot of dribbling. When I came out of them toilets, it must have looked like I needed some tenor lady. Speaking of ladies, the ladies only had one toilet. It was an old outhouse style shed with whitewashed walls and just one toilet in it. There were always a queue. For the blokes, they did actually modernise it. Well, I say modernise. What they did was they put a porta cabin up, but they didn't put any steps up to it, so they had to put some makeshift steps up. It was like climbing through a window. The first step up were about 3 foot high, so anybody below 6 foot 5 were going to have trouble getting in. And of course, once you were in there, it were balanced on bricks. So any movement and the whole thing started rocking. It was like pissing on board a ship. Of course, the highlight of the ground was watching the game. You either had the relative comfort of the clock end in a handful of seats, or the real beauty of the place, an old-style covered terrace, where you were stood right up close and personal. And it's bettered only by Brentford's old away end, which were an uncovered standing-only terrace. Once again, once you're in there leaning on that front rail, you're in touching distance of the players. I think someone once tapped our keeper on the shoulder as he stood on his line. You're that close. But in there you can smell the wool scarves and caps of 60 years ago. You can hear the rattle of the rattles. It's proper Billy's Boots stuff. The sort of ground you read about and grow up with. Well, you did in my day anyway. And it absolutely beats hands down every single time the likes of the Britannia. And the always, always horrible and depressing Ricoh Arena. Soulless doesn't really do justice to how bad them places are. And they're the opposite end of for everything that I hold dear about football. So what's new about this new place then? The community stadium. Is it as bad as the Britannia or the Ricoh?